thank you for listening to KPCRadio.com. It's Monday, October 27th, 2014. The time now is 12:30 p.m. I'm Shannon Osmond, and this is Love Off Furry Friends. Love your pet, and they will love you back. Today on the show, we have Victoria Harrison, animal care technician at the West Valley Animal Shelter. You guys are in for a great show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, on October 17th, 2014, that Friday, I met up with Jan Selder at the West Valley Animal Shelter and did an in-shelter interview, which included meeting a bunch of animals up for adoption there. I have that interview here with me, starting with Miss Antoinette, the beautiful black cat up for adoption there, purring and scratching. This is Shannon Osmond. I'm here at the West Valley Animal Shelter, and we're live with
Michelle. This is Nifty. He's a 2-year-old brown tabby neutered male. Very sweet boy. A little shy, but very playful and very calm. Would make a great pet for anybody who's looking for a furry friend. He came in with, we had an evidence case. Someone had an RV that had about 40 to 60 cats. So we confiscated all of them and brought them to the shelter. Luckily, they were all pretty young and in pretty good condition. We got most of them adopted. We have Nifty left and one more from this case. And we've spayed and neutered all of them. And he's just a sweet boy. He gets along with other cats, obviously. And, you know, so if you already have a cat, he would probably be great with another cat. Or just a solo one, because he just eats up the attention.
This here is Nifty. She's a gray tabby.
And he's been here a while. He's been here for just about 3 months, so he definitely needs a home. And, you know, come on down and check him out.
Again, this is at the West Valley Animal Shelter. This is Nifty. She's a gray tabby. Animal ID is A1495980.
This is Kona, and he's so adorable. This is a male, and we've already neutered him. And he's about a year and a half old. He was born in January 2013. And he has been at the shelter since September. Now, you know, he's got an interesting story. He's got long hair. And sometimes long-haired cats, they need good brushing and good grooming. They can get some mats, and he has a couple that he needs to have removed. And he's a little teeny weeny bit maybe fluffy or overweight. But that's okay. But he did get adopted. It was a first-time cat owner that adopted him, and she just couldn't manage his hair. She felt like the mats were going to be a problem for her, and so she brought him back, unfortunately. So now Kona is looking for someone else to take him home and keep him. Good with other cats. He'd be a good all-around cat for, you know, any owner, young kids, old kids. Really friendly, nice and young. And he does have a trick. When you open his cage, he jumps out onto your shoulders. So he's very friendly. Definitely needs a home. I'd say he weighs about 14 pounds.
This here is Kona. He is male, black and white. The animal ID here is A1492110.
This is Dexter. He's a 6-month-old neutered male, black, short-haired, and very, very high energy. Loves to play. He's like a teenager, and if you're looking for something with a lot of energy, he'd be the perfect cat. He loves to play with anything he can get his hands on.
Yes,
and he's a very good boy. So he's a very loving, playful cat. So if this is what you're looking for, this would be the best cat.
This name is Dexter, a black male. His animal ID number is A1506129, brought in September 29th, 2014. He's just waiting for you to come check him out and pick him up.
Yes. Say bye-bye. Oh, no, don't eat the microphone. This is Phoebe. She's a 12-year-old spayed female. Very sweet. We have a lot of senior cats that would do great if you want something low-key, it's not real hyper, you just want someone to cuddle with. This would be a great cat for you. She was unfortunately turned in by her owner because he was moving and couldn't take her with him. And she's been here for about almost 3 months. And, you know, Our poor seniors always get overlooked because everybody wants the cute kittens and the cute puppies, but senior cats are great, great asset to someone's family if you're looking for something low-key and just hang out while you watch TV or read. Senior cat would be great.
Okay, this is Phoebe. She is white and gray, female. Her animal ID is 0530479. She was born on August 7, 2002, but brought in September 29th, 2014, and waiting for you here at the West Valley Animal Shelter.
Antoinette also came in with Nifty around the same time. She's about a year old, spayed female, short-haired, black, very vocal, very friendly and playful, just needs a loving home. She's not too much of a kitten anymore, but she still has a lot of energy and will play and likes other cats, get along with another cat, and is very sweet.
A very beautiful all-black female. Her animal ID here is A149-0348, born on September 5th, 2013, but she was brought in September 3rd, 2014.
This is Mitzi. She's about 5 years old. She's like brown and white. Longer hair, so she does require some grooming. She'll need to be brushed to make sure she doesn't get mats and tangles. And she, her fur is pretty good right now. She's really sweet. She's like close to middle age. You know, not too young, but not real old either. And just turning by the owner. I think they were moving. Very sweet kitty. Just needs some loving.
She is brown, tabby, and white. Female. Animal ID is A1038720. Born on March 29th, 2009, and brought in September 27th, 2014.
This is Jan, and we call him Snowy because he's got white hair. But you know, he's a youngster. He's only 10 months old, and he's the perfect size. He only weighs about 20 pounds. So he would be good if you have an apartment or maybe not as much space, a small yard. And he's a male, and we've already neutered him here at the shelter. We think he's got Cocker Spaniel mix in him, maybe Cocker Spaniel and some sort of terrier. So he's available for adoption right now.
Can I say
something?
It's a
perfect time to adopt. He's got a little pink nose, and he's all white.
Snowy's waiting for you here at the West Valley Animal Shelter. When you come here, his ID is A151-3330.
Small but mighty Prince. So Prince is a Chihuahua mix, and he's a male. He's about 3 years old. Look at him. He's really energetic. And he's been neutered here at the shelter, so he's ready for adoption. And, you know, a lot of times when you come into the shelter to adopt, you can take him home the same day if they've already been neutered. So it's kind of nice. He's a great dog. He's great for anyone. He's friendly with other dogs, big or small, friendly with kids, friendly with adults. And he's has energy, so he can go for walks, but he's not so big that, you know, he's going to have to walk 3 and 4 times a day. So he's
perfect. He doesn't need
again.
That much space.
Yeah, he doesn't need as much space as a big dog, so he's perfect.
Big.
Yeah, he's only like 15 pounds or even less, so he's the perfect little dog.
Prince is a blonde male Chihuahua mix. Animal ID is A1506954. He was brought in on September 10th, 2014, and he's waiting. He wants your love, I know.
And Skittles is really active. She's got energy, but she's a little dog. She's under 10 pounds. So here's a dog with energy that's going to want to play in the park. She'd be good for the dog park if you like to go to dog parks. And she is a spayed female Chihuahua, short-haired. She's got really big ears. And she's only about a year and a half, so she's a perfect age. She's been ready for adoption. She just came in only on October 1st, so she hasn't been at the shelter too long. And she already had a chance to go out to one of our mobile adoption sites, but she didn't get adopted. So she's still waiting, and she's ready.
This is Skittles, a brown female. Animal ID is, number is 1511931.
Chinook.
And Chinook is a purebred Siberian Husky.
Yes, 2 years old, and he's a male. We've already neutered him. And huskies, you know, shelters get purebreds all the time. Huskies need a lot of energy. They have a lot of energy. So as you can see, he just wants to play and have fun.
Aw, it's okay, Chinook.
So he needs an owner who's extremely willing to be home all the time and spend a lot of time with him. He can't be left alone, or he'll end up in a bad situation or destroying something.
He's a very beautiful... He's a very beautiful Siberian Husky, red and white. male. Brought in just September 25th, 2014. He's very fuzzy, but he has beautiful blue eyes. You're listening to Winston.
All right, so we have Winston. And Winston is a little older. He's 6 years old, but he's a German Shepherd, or maybe a Belgian Tavern mix. Beautiful dog. He looks like he's probably pure some type of Shepherd anyways. Lots of long, fluffy hair. Again, this is an active dog. He's a big dog. He's probably almost 90 pounds. So you're going to want to either do something very active with him or have a really big yard for him to run and play in. Because he is 6 years old for Shepherd, he's starting to get in that middle age. So he can't have, you know, he'll need exercise but not overdoing it. And he has been at the shelter for 3 months, so he really does need a home. Beautiful dog.
This is Winston, male, black and brown. Just his intake was August 20th, 2014. Here at the shelter, his animal ID is A1502449. Here is Winston. Want to say something?
So now we're visiting with Smokey. And Smokey's an American pit bull mix, maybe with a boxer. He's got a real boxer face. And he is going to be a high-energy dog, too. So he'd be great for older kids who want to ride a bike or skateboard. He'd be perfect for that. He was born in 2008, so he's a little bit a medium-aged dog. But that's perfect because maybe he's not calmed down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he's already neutered, so he'd go home right away. Very sweet, good personality. Actually good with other dogs. We just saw him interact with another dog here, and he was totally fine. It's a big dog, though. He's probably about 60 pounds.
This here is Smokey, black and white male, pit bull mix, born November 1st, 2008.
And one of the reasons that the family decided to turn him in is they just didn't have the time to spend with him. So that's kind of sad. He'd really like to go back into a family situation.
His animal ID here at the West Valley Animal Shelter is A1080458. He's been here since August 30th, 2014. But he's a very sweet dog. That was Smokey.
Yes, and Alaska is a 2-year-old male American short-haired rabbit, and he's solid white. So he's the kind with the all white with the red eyes that they're actually blue, but they look red when you look at them. And he's neutered already. And you know, poor Alaska, he's been here since January. So a good portion of his life has been here in the shelter. So he'd really like to get out and find a home. And rabbits can be very interesting pets. If you don't have a lot of time, or you can't go on walks, or maybe you're just not able to take care of a dog or cat, rabbits are a great option. They can live inside with you. They can even be litter box trained. So you might want to think about having a rabbit. Just make sure you're not allergic before you come in and decide on a rabbit, because some people are allergic. And they can be brushed, and they can be trained to do all kinds of things, just like a dog or cat. So this is Alaska.
At the West Valley Animal Shelter, her animal ID here is A1448952. And she's waiting for you to take her home. Get her out. She's half her life in here. Come get her.
And you know, animal shelters get horses. And here at the West Valley Animal Shelter, we actually have 5 horses that are currently housed at the shelter. And this one here, this is Rocky. And Rocky, unfortunately, his owner passed away. And no one else in the family could keep him or had property. So Rocky ended up here at the animal shelter. He's 20 years old, and he's a Morgan. And he's a beautiful color. This is called Blue Roan. So they're that beautiful black with the gray hairs all over. He would be awesome as just a stablemate, a buddy for another horse, maybe for the kids to go out on, lead line. He really doesn't want to be here at the shelter. So it'd be great if somebody could find Rocky a new home where he'll have a long, long life. Horses can live up to 30, so he could have a long life still. And Rocky's animal ID number is A1515509. Rocky.
If you come by the West Bay Island Shelter, just don't look at the dogs and the cats. Look at all the horses here, the rabbits, the chickens, and the turtles.
And the hamsters.
There's a wide variety of animals here. that are waiting for you to come by and get a, and to be adopted. Again, that was at the West Valley Animal Shelter, located at 20655 Plummer Street in Chatsworth, California, in the San Fernando Valley. Hey, Victoria, how many of the animals identified in the interview have been adopted?
Of Smokey, who's a high-energy pit mix, who's very sweet and needs some exercise and would be a great walking companion. We have Winston, who's the shepherd mix, very sweet, gorgeous dog, would love to be groomed and in a very active family. We have Prince, who's a very cute little chihuahua, who's great with other dogs, has the awesome personality. Skittles, another little chihuahua, very sweet, playful. We have Chinook, who is a beautiful red and white husky. Little story behind Chinook. Chinook was adopted over the weekend. Being that he's a husky, they're very high energy, very vocal, and extremely smart. So unfortunately, he was an escape artist, and he's able to clear a 6-foot fence. That's not uncommon for huskies to do. So we tell you that if you're interested in an animal, definitely come on down. Ask us some questions so we can give you a little background, and you can make a decision on whether or not. But he is back at the shelter, so if you're interested in a beautiful red and white husky, please take a look at Chinook. And the cats that we still have, we have Phoebe. She's still there. Now, she's an older kitty, very great, still has a little bit of spunk. So if you're looking for a little lap warmer and a TV companion, she'd be great. We also still have Antoinette. Everybody heard her start off the show with her beautiful purr. Great cat, very friendly, and loves to play. We still have Nifty, who's also a really cool cat, another easygoing, kind of laid back. And then we have Mitzi. Mitzi is a really cute, adorable tabby kitty who's very sweet and loves to be pet and played with. So these guys and a bunch of other fabulous animals are still at the West Valley Animal Shelter who are looking for their forever home.
And are there horses there that are up for adoption that we can talk about?
We do. We have two beautiful horses that are for adoption. We have a pony and a very sweet mare. So if you guys are interested in some of our livestock, we also have chickens. We have turtles. We have snakes. I mean, we have a little bit of everything. So we encourage everybody to come on down and take a look at our shelter because you never know what you might find or fall in love with.
And you know all the best animals come from the shelter.
Definitely. Shelter animals rule.
And go at like the pricing for the animals. How much would it normally cost for one dog or one cat?
Dogs are $122, and that includes spaying, neutering, licensing, microchipping, vaccinations, and a free vet exam. Cats are $76. That too includes the spaying, neutering, microchipping, vaccinations, and a vet exam. Rabbits are $57. That includes the spaying or neutering. Then rodents, are $17. Chickens, $17. Horses are $325. So again, if you're interested in something, just come on down and take a look.
And we have how of the animals there? How long have they been there?
We have different animals have been there different times. We have some dogs that have been with us for months. And then we only have animals that have just come in, you know, the last couple of days. So it varies on what people are interested in looking for adoption. You never know the dogs that you think are going to go right away. They sit there for a couple of weeks. The same with cats. People just have it in mind, you know, a specific preference.
And when they come into the shelter, how many do the people come in? Do the people go through how many animals they go through? Like, they decide one on one animal, and then they bring it back, they go for another one. How often does it happen?
It does happen occasionally where we'll have someone who will come in and adopt an animal and bring it back. It's unfortunate that maybe they just don't know what they want at that moment, or they don't know it's not the right fit for their family or household. Again, that's why we always tell people, research a breed, research what's going to go on, because every breed is different. The maintenance is different, the energy, grooming, all of that.
And make sure you're not allergic to any of the animals.
Make sure you're not allergic. Make sure your landlord allows it. Make sure your house insurance covers it. There's numerous variables that, you know, when you bring a house, bring an animal into the house, what you want to check out first, you know, other family members who might be allergic, anything like that, because we want to make sure that once the animal leaves the facility, we really don't want to stress them out by having them come back. So again, it's seriously prepping your household and your family into bringing a new animal into your life.
And we also, if you can't adopt, They also offer foster services for the animals.
Yes. If you're unable to adopt, we completely understand that, but you're still interested in helping the animals. We have two different programs if you're interested. We have our volunteer program. We tell you to come on in. You can come in, spend a few hours a day or whenever you can. You can walk the animals, you know, sit with them, help people choose to adopt if you know a specific animal. And then that way, you know, you're still being around animals. You're getting to do, you know, what it is that you love, but you're unable to take them home. But then again, if you're unable to have a permanent animal and you can do something more temporary, we offer a foster program. We have two different ones. We have the adult foster program, which some of the older animals that come in, they might be a little scared and nervous because they've been recently taken out of their home and now placed in our shelter facility. They need a little bit of help, and then that way you can take them into your home, reacclimate them, hopefully get them so they're a little bit used to people again, and maybe when they come back to the shelter that they can get placed into a new home. And then we have our bottle baby foster program, which is animals that come in that are under 8 weeks old, predominantly cats and dogs, and we need people who can take care of them. They need to be bottle fed at least until they're 8 weeks old. Once they're 8 weeks, you bring them on back to the shelter, and we put them up for adoption and try and get them into a nice, really good home.
And how often does the foster care option happen there? Like, how often do people come in for that option?
We have our foster programs ongoing 365 days a year. We are telling people anytime that we get a litter of animals in that need to be fostered, come on in. We have a specific list that when something comes in, we email, we let them know what's going on. And the same thing with the adults. We get adult dogs and cats that come in that are always in need of being fostered. So that's why we tell people, get on our mailing list, fill out a foster application, and let us know what you're interested in helping with so that way we can keep you up to date what's going on in our shelter.
And for people listening in today, when are the animals most likely to be adopted, like the majority of the animals during that throughout the year?
We have our highest adoptions, well, we'll have to say it when we have some of our discount adoption events, which we do throughout the year. We probably have about 6 to 8 events that we do discount adoptions. But we do see an influx around Christmas time, you know, Valentine's Day, a lot of the holidays people tend to adopt. We recommend not to give a pet as a gift. We offer gift certificates. That way, if someone wants to come in, they can choose the pet that they want. They can decide. And you can still surprise them with a nice certificate, just not a kitty in a box, because not everybody's interested in that or might not be ready for it. So anytime, you know, we have different times throughout the year.
Some people don't know how to put a pet into a gift. And gotta know, they got to breathe.
Definitely, definitely. Don't put a kitty in your box. We don't want that.
Okay. Well, it's been nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming here, Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
So, I would like to thank Victoria Harrison for being here today. I also would like to give a shout out to the West Valley Animal Shelter for thanks for being an active participant in my show. For you guys listening in today, you can visit the Los Angeles Animal Services page on the web at laanimalservices.org for the hours of this shelter and other shelters in this Los Angeles area. Okay, I'm Shannon Osborne, and thanks for listening to kpcradio.com.